I am Alexandra Branscombe, staff writer for the Mathematical Association of America. Today, I'm speaking to Kristen Lauder, the principal researcher and research manager for the cryptography group at Microsoft Research. Lauder is giving the AMS MAA invited address at the Joint Mathematics Meeting in Seattle, Washington, and her talk is titled, How to Keep Your Genome Secret. Dr. Lauder, will you please give a short summary about what your address will be about?
Sure, thank you. So mathematics has always been a foundation for cryptography, and cryptography is really important as the foundation today for internet commerce and electronic communication. And while many of us are happy to take advantage of the conveniences of the modern internet, such as search and email and cloud storage, most people don't stop to think about the privacy concerns that are introduced when all of our information is stored and flying around in the cloud. And in particular, these kinds of concerns are important when you think about medical data or genomic data. Genomic data has been referred to by some as the currency of the future because it contains so much valuable information about us as humans, both our health and our capacities and our history. And so it seems like it's an especially important asset to protect. And so my talk will focus on some new and exciting mathematics, which has been introduced, to try to enable computation on encrypted data. So traditional crypto systems, while they allow you to protect the confidentiality of data by encrypting it using things like standard block ciphers, that type of encryption doesn't allow you to do anything useful with the encrypted data. And recently, new solutions have been introduced for what's called homomorphic encryption. And mathematicians will be happy and familiar with the use of this word homomorphic, which refers to the fact that the operations that you do on the encrypted data correspond to the operations that you would have done on the unencrypted data. And these homomorphic encryption solutions are based on some fascinating new problems in mathematics related to lattice-based cryptography. So hard problems in lattices, like the shortest vector problem, have been known for several decades. But there's new problems related to special lattices that arise in number theory that have been introduced as the basis for these solutions for homomorphic encryption. So I think it's a really exciting new area of mathematical research, and it has some very important and timely applications. So my talk is going to focus on explaining a little bit about the mathematics and explaining a little bit about the applications to protecting genomic privacy.
Who is your intended audience?
Well, the audience should really be anyone who's interested in privacy, so their own privacy or privacy in general for society, and also people that are interested in how mathematics plays a role in society and plays a role in providing specifically solutions for cryptography. So I don't really intend that people need to have a background in cryptography in order to attend this lecture.
What do you hope listeners will take away from your talk?
Well, I think there's the high-level point, which is very important to me, which is that people realize and think about the importance of mathematics in solving problems for our society. So connecting with applications and thinking about what are the hard problems to be solved that mathematicians could help to work on, and what are the really interesting problems that arise that can have a wonderful impact on mathematics as well.
Finally, I would like to ask if there are any other talks at the JMM that you are excited about.
Well, I should say that in my current role as the president for the Association for Women in Mathematics, I would be remiss if I did not advertise the AWM AMS Noether Lecture. So this is a lecture that's given every year at JMM by a prominent woman, and this year it's going to be given by Karen Smith at the University of Michigan. That will be on Thursday morning, and I think the Noether lectures are very important to help recognize all of the outstanding work being done by women in mathematics. The other lecture that I'm really excited about is by Jennifer Chase. She is the director of the Microsoft Research Labs in both Boston and New York. So I have a special connection with Jennifer, and I'm really looking forward to her talk. She's giving the Porter Lecture on Saturday, which will be focused on network science and other interesting applications of mathematics in the real world.
Dr. Lauder's address will be on Friday, January 8th, 2016, at 11:10 a.m. at the Washington State Convention Center.